What have you observed in terms of the sort of aches and pains that some women get on AIs?
Certainly the aches and pains are the most common complaints we get. Knees and hips are numbers 1 and 2. The second non-osteoarthritic complaint is a little bit of gastroesophageal reflux symptoms, which seems to be fairly common. It is far less than the complaint profile we used to get with tamoxifen.
You mentioned that you are, you know, I think it's a common protocol now to do bone density monitoring. What other sort of advice or counseling do you give patients about bones, and when do you bring in bisphosphonates?
Prior to commencing AI therapy, if we get a bone density report that is of concern, it's very common to refer them to an endocrinologist for further workup. In the New York population, I have to say that our patients come in knowing their bone density, and if there's a problem, they're already on a bisphosphonate or they're already on some other agent. So it's a very proactive patient population.
You mentioned the use of neoadjuvant AIs. Is this in a trial setting, or are you also using it off-study?
Both. We were impressed by the initial work that Mike Dixon published from the UK and did our own in-house small study and really corroborated his findings exactly, both in terms of tumor response rates and patient acceptance.
So have you actually been using this as a way to downstage people the way Mike has to try
Yes.
to get them to lumpectomy?
Absolutely. Certainly in the older patient population, we've done that. I would qualify it by saying it's not so much to convert that mastectomy patient to a lumpectomy patient as much as to downstage the disease.
Interesting.